ओम शांति। टुडे वी आर इनवोकिंग द ओशन ऑफ नॉलेज बाबा, द वन हु गिव्स अस the knowledge of the beginning, middle and the end of the creation, and the knowledge of himself. Today Baba said, perform action in the yoga yukta stage and yukti yukta stage. Action performed in a state of yoga yukta means saturated in yoga, and also done with yukti, with a particular method. To do work is common, actions are common, action means action. But Baba is saying, along with making fast effort, becoming aware of time, become conqueror of attachment, move with the fast speed, understand the importance of time, as much as the importance of the soul consciousness, importance of relationship with God, God consciousness. That much is the importance of time and karma ki gati. Now, when we think, when we translate this word karma, generally it is connected with karma philosophy. And when they think philosophy, thinks it's a very complicated thing. Gati has three different meanings. Karma ki gati, gati of action, means the speed of your actions. We are here on the field of actions. One cannot stay without performing actions. This world, as soon as the soul enters the body, sense organs are formed before the soul enters the body. And so it has connection with sense organs. Action is the expression of thoughts, feelings, and understanding. So now, with which speed I am expressing my thoughts, feeling, with which consciousness I am expressing my understanding, and with which motive I am performing actions, this expression itself, my sanskaras. Action is expression, or you can say, the demonstration of sanskaras. That is then called drama. Drama and karma are the same, two sides of the same coin. drama and the laws of nature go together. When we say laws of nature are on this field of action, on this world of matter. As nature is eternal, and body is composed of five elements, so our actions are connected with nature of matter as well. And our actions are connected with our inner nature. That is the nature of the soul. So as soon as we come in connection with matter, we perform action. Action is expression of what? The thoughts. The seed is actually the thought. They say, as you sow, so shall you reap. In fact, action is already a growing seed. Because it begins with thinking, what kind of thoughts I have in my mind. So, gati means the speed, gati means the destination, gati means result. Karma, gati. In Hindi, the word is karma gati, karmo ki gati, gati of karma. For a long time it has been translated as philosophy of karma, so it becomes philosophy because it has a different aspects, different viewpoint. When we speak about that, Baba gives us gati and sadgati. So gati means liberation. And sadgati means liberation in life. So when we want to understand the philosophy of karma, then we have to look in this aspect, with this viewpoint. My actions, are they creating a bondage so that I cannot move forward? Any action which creates a bondage, then it's karma bondage. Means karma is not a bondage. Action performed in with the attitude, with consciousness, is called, it becomes a bondage. This is why Baba says, whilst going along, children become careless. Baba has given the knowledge, Baba has given the laws of nature, he has spoken about the laws of spirituality, but while going along on the path, children become careless. And because of carelessness, they begin to ignore, even the truth is there. They understand the truth. But then laziness comes. And the intellect then begins to, intellect understands and yet ignores, because it is the result of this carelessness. Then we become lethargic. You say, okay, I will do, I know it. It's only a little bit. I am not making a mistake, just only a little bit. We make excuses. So at this moment, as now is the time to be free from the karma bondage of the 63 births. Time time is reached, it's at end of the cycle. We have reached at the end, at the point where is the end of the cycle of time. And we cannot go home carrying any burden or bondage. So, liberation, gati, means liberation from what? From the actions which created pain, suffering, account, blocked my intellect and I was not able to experience real joy, happiness. So he liberates us from bondage of the actions, means the consequence of the action. So in this aspect, karma gati means what would be the consequence of this action. So just if we use the word gati, so it means consequence, it means speed and result, final result and liberation. So now I have to see, because we perform action naturally, it is every day's activity. In every day, there cannot be a single day that we don't perform action. Not even a single minute. Because mind is also thinking, and that is the action of the mind. Intellect makes decision, that is the act of the intellect. Every day's activity, when it's called activity, it is action. From morning till evening, it's action. And it's very clear, we have spoken about many times about action and reaction theory. Short-term action, long-term actions. So actions is based on thoughts. So I have to check what kind of thoughts I have in my mind. What is the attitude behind the action? When we speak about actions are seeds, so they might be not bringing result immediately. Because when you grow, when you plant seeds, you on the same weekend you can plant the seeds of flowers, of fruits, of vegetables, of grains. But the flowers will grow very fast. It depends on the quality of the flower. Then vegetables take longer time. Grains may take like a little bit longer time, and fruits will take years to grow. You plant it at the same time. But result is not at the same time. The speed or the time that these seeds are taking to grow is different. Different amount of time. In the same way, our actions that we perform, some have the consequence immediately, which is called instant actions. I put my hand in fire, it will burn. Fire will burn my hand. I am not careful, I put my finger on the knife, sharp thing, it will cut my fingers, it will bleed, my finger will bleed. So blood is visible. I give support to someone, I cooperate someone, I help someone, I'm happy, other person is happy, so it's instant. Good or bad, you do something bad, get angry with somebody, it's an instant feeling of some kind, your conscious will bite. So it is also, actions are, some bring result immediately, it's called instant, and some actions continue to perform actions, and then they become like habit. And you become so clear about it, ignorant, or what we become, careless, that's okay, it goes, no? Everybody does it. So what? For example, our habits of eating, sleeping, influence of the society and smoking, drinking alcohol, or taking part in the activity where you feel it's great joy, but it is no joy in it. But consequence is, after a short time, the body will react. The laws of nature have limitation, so sense organs then begin to react, the body reacts, we develop sickness. And it would be interesting to see whatever we liked very much. We like sugar very much, we like butter very much, we like chocolate very much. Now the doctor would say stop, full stop. Now you have to bring the balance. Reform it. The actions which were performed out of proportion, now you have to bring it in balance. So we might be careless, but the laws of nature do not forgive us. Automatically a situation comes. So if I do not follow the laws of nature, nature can have patience for some time, but then it will be reaction, because it's action and reaction theory. We can be careless in certain activities, not following either the laws of the society or the laws of the government or the laws of nature. You can escape for a short time, but eventually you are caught up and you have to, the consequence is that you have paid 10 times more. You have to give attention more. Now wrong thing is done and now you have to suffer for that. For example, people might say, okay, I'm traveling every day. The bus conductor does not come, no. The inspector does not come to check. And many people have this daily card, so it's okay, doesn't matter if I don't buy the ticket. 10 times, 20 times one can go without paying the ticket. So one time it is caught, he has to pay now perhaps 50 times more. So maybe it is not at the same time, but sometime later. A person who is doing something wrong in the society might not get, could be caught up by police, but then a time comes then, if not there, but internal fear, consciousness is biting, happiness is not there. And some actions are that, okay, we become so careless about it, that we continue to perform wrong actions. Then it becomes such a strong sanskaras that though conscious is biting, but you still ignore it. And with influence of friendship or authority or some kind of corruption, one can escape from all those things. But the CID of karma would not leave you alone. They are like tree. You have planted the seeds, they are growing, and then suddenly this result will, consequence is visible. And this is why some people question, why is it that Those who are good people, they are suffering. Those who are bad, do all kind of bad things, perform actions with carelessness, they are enjoying themselves. They have all type of bad things and wrong things. They are respected in the society, they have a lot of respect, a lot of wealth and everything. But it is not because they are doing bad things. That's why they are getting the reward. They are sowing now those seeds, which in our spiritual language is called vikarma. Vikarma means weak actions, vicious action, actions that are performed with one or another weakness, or you can call it actions influenced by one or another vice. That's called vikarma. And once continues to perform actions, becomes natures, become vicious. It is same, it is vices, and they separate us from our true self. A time comes when we don't even realize that I am doing something wrong. But result will be there. A seed is planted, a powerful time comes that it will bring the fruit. So from copper age, because of ignorance, because of body consciousness, there has been influence of vices, weaknesses. And our actions are then more covered or colored by body consciousness. And this is why Baba says that it is a bondage. Just last Murali Baba said, the bondage of body consciousness and bondage of bodily awareness. So when I am identifying myself with body and body consciousness, then my desires are that I become selfish. With selfish motive action is performed. And then when the selfish motive is there, then the element of greed comes in. Possessiveness comes in, attachment comes in. It's not called directly attachment or greed, but selfish motive leads to perform that kind of action, which I want more and I want to give to others less. So either my desires are so that I cannot control them, so again it is selfish. I cannot be detached from what my body needs or I need in comparison of others. I want to give less to others and take more. So this is why Baba says, selflessness, generosity is the method to be free from bondage. It's to balance this now. So greed takes away our royalty. A greedy person does not know that I am always demanding, asking. Thus there is no contentment within the self. So what it is actually, vikarma, vices, makes us weak, separates us from our own true self, and then result is suffering. And this is why people call it is sin brings suffering. So they call it sin, but what is sin? It's separation from the self and separation from God. And so then people think to perform action is suffering. So I should not perform any action, I should not express myself. Expression is not suffering. Expression with a good motive is joy. Because we come from the soul world on the field of action, to perform action. Baba is not teaching us to renounce actions, renounce karma. Sannyasis from the copper age, when they suffer and they see the society suffering, they say that renounce, they take the path of renunciation of karma. Action means. And then it is not, in fact, they cannot renounce actions because the meaning is misunderstood. They, as soon as they think of karma, they immediately think karma means suffering. They say, oh my karma. So the meaning is changed. Whenever people think of karma, immediately think suffering. But karma means good thing as well. Fruit of good action is also. Happiness is also a result or consequence of good karma. So karma is not suffering, but with which attitude, intention or feelings or motive, we performed action. So there's not a question of renouncing actions, but renouncing, it's important is to check what is my intention behind. So when there is selfish motive, then their desire to overpower others, desire to be praised, well known. There are different desires, maybe subtle. It is not causing harm to others, but eventually they are separating us from our true self. So our consciousness, we become conscious of more of the material achievements. And so this separation then becomes a bondage. It becomes, the power is less, we are becoming weak, our speed becomes slow and slow because we are tied in subtle, with subtle desires, weaknesses, defects or vices. So this is why Baba says the bondage is body consciousness is bondage. Now you want to make yourself free from that. It's one is just like a small ropes and others are a net, a small fine net. Waste thoughts is also a bondage. Weak thoughts is a bondage because mind is performing actions. This is why Baba says even waste thoughts, you are wasting your time and it is creating a bondage because of not valuing. I am not making myself powerful because the connection is broken with Baba. So now is the time to settle the karmic account, the old account. Sometimes we say it's account with others, account with my own body, account with matter. So I have performed action individually or I have performed actions collectively, I have to settle them. So actions, when Baba is speaking about the karma philosophy now, big vices we know, lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego. But here it is as of a Brahmin. As a Brahmin, what is my consciousness? What kind of actions I am performing? As a total result, if we see the whole world has been performing actions based on vices because of ignorance. That's why it's called vikarma. Result shows that they're suffering, so their actions were wrong actions, impure actions, or sinful actions is called. Means actions resulting sin in full, all the time there's full filled with suffering and separation from the self. When there is action performed with the attraction of body, desire, lust, one becomes so dependent on others that intellect is completely blocked, is not able to see of own inner power. inner spiritual strength. And then through that jealousy, hatred, competition, all type of corruption starts. It's connected with this, the whole the world, why this world has become so degraded? Because of this body conscious desire of the lust. Baba uses the word, it has become a brothel, completely impure. The reason, this, the consequence of this is the intellect has become so blocked. One is blind even to see that this is wrong. And people call it love. But in fact, this is not love. They say love is blind. It's blindness. One is not able to see that here it is I am taking away the inner happiness of my own self in the name of happiness. I, the soul, am totally free, independent. I become dependent on others. And then result then is when intellect is blocked, this is because it's gross, it has effect on the physical health and physical beauty. In the golden age, the deities are divine. The natural matter is perfect, pure, beautiful. Here, the body becomes defected. Its sensual player brings defect in sense organs. It's an account. But it's gradual, it's very slow. It is not a question of one life had been coming from one after another. It is account has been created. It's called karmic account. It's not one type, one day's action. From copper age, gradually, we have lost this power of our own spiritual strength and influenced by the matter, bodily attraction, bodily worship, bodily attachment, influence. And this is why Baba says, lust is the greatest enemy. It destroys the capacity, reduces the capacity of the intellect, the divinity of the intellect, and brings the defect in the body, disease in the body. Anger now separates from our true nature. Anger separates us from our true nature. Means lust destroys the, brings the disease in the body eventually, and first blocks the intellect, makes the intellect degraded, even the power of decision is not there. And then through that jealousy comes, hatred comes, a lot of violence is created. In society many kind of suffering comes through that, because of these actions gradually which is in the whole society is performed. And so now Baba says, become bodiless. Be soul conscious. Recognize your own purity, your divinity. So Baba is making us royal, and in order to bring the royalty, he says, be contented. Don't have any type of greed. Greed takes away your royalty. Because you always want more, 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 I want more. There is no contentment. From gross greed is not only just of food, greed of material, greed of the name and fame, greed of having a comfortable lifestyle. Contentment is it is not a kind of a forceful renunciation, but a realization that when I am contented, law of nature is that natural resources will automatically respect me. But when I become possessive, I become greedy because I want, I begin to misuse the elements. What I need, I don't only use that much. Out of greed, I use a lot. And that is, for example, sometimes out of carelessness, we use so many things which is respected, should respect, but it brings poverty. The more you see, I give practical example of the elements we use. Food we eat, right? The stomach is full, but the eyes are hungry. Right? Full, completely satisfied, but then another type thing. And now in fact it has, on one side it is not a wrong thing, I want to. But deep within you see it creates disorder in the body. There's reaction. And in Baba's remembrance, I will eat all things. You can eat, but you will eat only a little for taste. In greed, you are eating more. Taste is only the first bite, and then it is greed that we are feeding our body with greed. And that creates disorder in the system. Account with matter. When we are greedy, we always think, I don't have, I want more. This feeling of poverty, missing something. Attachment takes away our happiness. Attachment creates fear of losing something. And it creates sorrow. Possessiveness brings reaction from others as well, because with whom, at whatever, with people I am attached, they are afraid. Because they lose their freedom. I cannot give them freedom. So in this way, it is action, means it is action performed with virtues or with vices. Anger separates me from my original nature, peace. Where there is peacelessness is because of anger. Purity is gone, so there is also the main thing was the purity within the self of the soul. I am a pure and peaceful soul. But the moment I begin to become body conscious, I forget what the meaning of purity and peace is. Where there is purity, there is peace. There is peace. As soon as I become body conscious, arrogant, there is peacelessness and impurity. So even in the elements now, because body consciousness and body is composed of five elements, these elements are also filled with vices now. Because it is again, our body is disintegrated, mixed in the matter, matter comes back to again, it is recycling of matter. It's attraction of the body. Matter means body is composed of five elements. Soul is originally with the property of five virtues. In soul consciousness, their actions are sukarma. Action, elevated action, soul conscious action, which is I am performing action with the right method. And what is right method? Action performed with the attitude of purity, peace, love, happiness, wisdom, contentment, acceptance. I am using the values. I am connected with myself and I am connecting with God. So then they are called sukarma, elevated action. So what God is teaching us now, liberating us from the bondage of vikarma, vicious karma, body conscious karma, weak karmas, and encouraging us, inspiring us, teaching us to perform sukarma, elevated actions, soul conscious actions. And this soul conscious means with these basic five qualities: purity, peace, love and happiness, knowledge, wisdom that God is giving. Wisdom, purity, peace, love and happiness. When these are in body consciousness, then these vices influences our consciousness and we begin to perform action with vices, then anger takes away our peace, attachment takes away our happiness, ego takes away our purity, anger takes away our peace, lust takes away our wisdom and health, peace takes away anger takes away our peace, greed takes away our royalty and contentment, wealth, inner wealth of fullness. And lust, anger, greed, attachment takes away our happiness, ego, our purity. And it is influencing the elements also. In body consciousness, now we are attracted towards the bodily beings, attached to the bodily beings. And there's desire, now so gross interaction with the body, attraction, matter, what is called this elements of the body, which is dust, you can call earth. An earthly person is attracted towards the body, which is flesh and bones, which is earth. Earth has gravity. And in body consciousness is a gravitation of, with the consciousness, I'm male, I'm female, I'm beautiful, this one is handsome. It is not of the qualities, it's out. Attraction of the body makes you forget your own inner qualities. Impressed by others, but forgetting your own self. So body, the earth has the attraction, which eventually leads to lust, dependency, gravity. Water has blood connection, has emotions, attachment. We are attached to each other. It is emotional attachment, but how do we get attached? We come together, let us have a cup of tea together, let us have a coffee, go for a coffee, one time, two times, three times. Attachment is created. At home also, it's the attachment. This says that they say love goes through the stomach, but in fact it is the attachment goes through the stomach. Emotional blood connection. So it's in this way. When there's something happening with my relatives, I am very upset. It's same thing happening with others, I am detached. So in water is emotion, attachment. In the air is greed. I am not hungry. I come home, I see nice fragrance of chips or somebody has baked cake. So I can see the fragrance, no? So instantly, this fragrance makes me hungry. I'm not hungry, but I want to eat it. So greed in the air. I have everything, comfortable my home, I have nice car, I have nice settee, I have a comfortable television and I have good furniture, but I hear the news, it's air in the announcement. Oh, you can buy in half price two things. I don't need it. But it's half price. Unnecessary I buy, I'm spending the money. I bring the things in my home which I don't need. What was? It created the greed by air, by news. For the material, for the objects. And then when greed is increasing, then corruption is increasing. Then nature again reacts. Natural resources are enough what we need, but not enough for our greed. And that's why poverty increases, because then certain natural resources will react. We have misused it, and collectively then it will destroy through the natural calamities. Fire, blood pressure high, our anger, fire in anger, heat in form of jealousy, burning in with jealousy. Ego is in the element of sky. Unlimited. I want freedom, I want to control others. They should be under my canopy, my department, my position, my authority. In form of this unlimited freedom is there, but I want to put everyone in my control. Just like the element air, sky, element ether, has everything in it. So now these five vices are influenced by the elements. Five elements are influenced by vices. And then I am body conscious. My body is composed of vices. And then my sense organs are expressing the influence of the vices. When I am soul conscious, then I use my sense organs with a totally different view, vision. So now, sukarma or akarma, when Baba speaks about karma teeth, I take this point after traffic control. So from copper age, we have started this account, karmic account. Some is settled while being in the body, some settled in the mother's womb, some settles in next birth. Not every birth all account is settled. It's account, karmic account. Karma is done, some result is there, some are instant, some are short term, some are long term. So it is sometimes you suffer immediately, sometime after some time, and some you have forgotten and it is next birth. And some we carry next, after next. So it is account is there. And now is the time of settling account. And so Baba says, now speed up to become karmatit. Karmatit, this beyond karmic influence, beyond the actions and reactions of the vices, expression and result of vices. And so in order to be free, that I have to have a clear realization first. Realization is liberation. We don't even realize that the actions are being done wrong, because this ego and impurity blocks us. One time Baba showed a beautiful scene. that children are like little light lamps. Now lantern, right? And this lantern is lit, no? But if in that lantern, this container, the oil is mixed with some other mixture or some dust is mixed in it, the light is lit, it's burning, but it's creating little bit dark soot, darkness. The whole chimney gradually is becoming dark. Above, the black soot is created. The lamp thinks I am burning. The light is burning, but it is not doing the path of light. It is not doing the task of light. Light means it can guide, it can show outside, but it is not showing anything. It is not showing the path. So in the same way, what happens? I am a soul, I am living. I am living, that is true. I have feeling, I have understanding, I have experience, I have an expression. But I have colored myself gradually. I have covered myself with this vikarma in body consciousness, that I am not able to see where is my destination. Karma gati, where is my destination and what is the consequence of the actions that I am performing. And so in this way we come in the karma bondage. And now perform action in soul consciousness. So when I am performing actions in soul consciousness, then actions are certainly to be performed because it is the physical body is there. And then without this body I cannot experience, without the body I cannot express. I have to use these sense organs. Vices were also being expressed through these eyes, through ears, because the senses, sight means eyes, sound means ear, smell means nose, taste means mouth, touch means skin. These five sense organs connected with five elements are called sense, means it makes sense. When I see some with eyes, it makes me sense it's black or blue, right, light or dark or light, white or red. I hear something, the sound, it makes sense, it is good or bad, through the ears, no? Through taste, sour or sweet, bitter or sweet, through smell, good or bad, through skin, hot and cold, all connected with the elements. Now, if I am soul conscious, my first practice that Baba is giving, open your third eye and see each other as a soul. Once Baba used a very strong word, he says, if you look at the body, you are looking at the snake. And when you look at the soul, you are looking at the jewel. The moment you look at the body, it's a poisonous snake, and you are bitten by the snake, the poison, it means you have lost your consciousness. You die, means you are only body then. You look at the body, you become body conscious. And then these vices and weaknesses attract each other. It's a magnetic attraction. Like iron attracts iron. Iron does not attract gold. So you are diamond consciousness. Body attracts body. And when you are in soul consciousness, this gravity is not there. It's with soul consciousness you are liberating the soul from their body and lifting them upward. This is good karma. Freedom. So today Baba said, when, the other day when he said that a soul, you think now four things together, soul, God, drama and karma. So in soul consciousness, whatever I see, whoever I see, then I see I, the soul, I'm looking at the soul. Soul brother. I, the soul, am child of the Supreme Soul. So then it is, I'm connected with, I, the soul, am connected with Baba. And this connection is protection. Connection with Baba is protection of purity. Connection with each other, no matter how much soul conscious we are, it's attraction, influence of virtues, attraction of something maybe positive, but eventually it becomes a bondage. Because of influence, matter comes in. Even it's a good soul conscious stage, without God, the matter has its own influence. And then no matter how clean water is, dust is mixed in it, it will become dirty. Water originally was clean. Soul originally is clean, clear, pure. So I need to see myself a soul and then other person a soul. And with this awareness, I, the child of the Supreme Soul, so I say, okay, you think you are a soul, but what a type of soul you are? This was Baba said. Not only just soul conscious, not only thinking I'm a soul, remember, who do you belong to? This awareness of which quality in it. And so this consciousness, elevated consciousness of belonging to Baba, bring the power in the soul then. Not to be influenced by the weaknesses and vices of others, then remember drama. Drama, so then you are detached observer. Okay, you are soul conscious, you are connected with Baba, but watch it as a detached observer. Then it's, each actor has played the role, that scene is over, you don't have to think of 10 days past or 20 days past or 1 week past or 1 month past, because that drama scene is now, is gone now, it's something new is coming. When you think, oh, what kind of karma I have with this person, then weakness attracts weakness, interacts with weakness. Vices interact with each other. And when you say, what a wonderful drama I have to play, then virtue act with the other person. In the golden age, it's called akarma, neutral karma. Why it is called neutral karma? The karmas are not attracted with it, because virtues all are detached even from their virtue. It's natural function, natural action. Neutral action, neither awareness of happiness nor any desire of receiving happiness. Natural happiness is there. There's not consciousness of even what, oh, where did we knowledge receive from? Who gave us this kingdom? It's a natural enjoy. Just like speaking is natural, talking is natural, walking is natural. In the same way, the joy that is there, it's also natural. Qualities of each other is also just natural, neutral. So then later it's quality interacting with quality, so everybody is satisfied and with self-respect. Nobody is influenced by each other. Self-respect gives respect to others. Royalty treats with royalty. Divinity interacts with divinity. Purity interacts with purity. There's no bondage. Because there's no ego of achievements. No bondage. The deities are liberation in life. Sadgati. That is the true state of the being. Actions are true actions. So karma actions are there. Eating, sitting, talking, walking. But natural and true actions. So sadgati. In copper age, some have good qualities, some have not good qualities. It's interaction of virtues and vices. So one is angry, other has to be peaceful. One has ego, other has to be humble. In the Iron Age, vices interact with vices. It has become a jungle. It has become the home of vices. That's why it's Vaishalya, brothel. Interaction of vices with vices. And then God says, now I have come to establish Shivalaya. I have come to bring the benevolent action for the self and for others. When vices interact with the vices, it's a prison. It's a bondage. All are in the prison, so prisoner cannot liberate other prisoner. All are in a mouse trap. Those who are trapped, they cannot liberate others. They influence more each other. So everyone's sanskaras are influencing each other. And so this is why now I need to pay attention on my action, of the inner action of my thoughts. The soul's actions, purusharatha. I have to be double purusharathi. Whatever I do for the sake of the soul. Whatever I do with a meaning, meaningful and beneficial. So Baba says double foreigners should be double purusharathi. Means whatever they do, whatever action is performed, it's purusharatha does not mean effort, not any kind of struggle. It's the actions which bring benefit to the soul in soul consciousness. Double purusharathi, benefit for the self and benefit for others. And this kind of actions we perform, then I don't have any dishonesty with myself and dishonesty with others. Because philosophy of the karma is satgati, the speed of my actions should be free from bondage, and destination and direction should be truthful. When there is greed and desire of name and fame, we begin to become dishonest with the self and dishonest with others. It is a lot of superficial show, a lot of deception. And then we are deceived, and certainly then it is sorrow. So this is why being careful with the third eye open, and I'm seeing every action, checking and changing, checking and change. Not only just check, but change. Realize an action in the reality. Perform that action with real consciousness, the reality, based on truth. So this is why I have to be yukti, yukti. What is yukti? Using all the virtues, all the powers, all the treasure that Baba has given at this time, and relationship with Baba, godly love, godly family, godly environment. This is yukti, a method. Yoga yukta, yukti yukta. Yukti is a method, a device. how to use. Before I use his vices, now devices using virtues. Before I was separated from God, now I am connected with God. So yoga with God. Then every action is elevated action. And then it's called good actions, better actions, perfection. Beyond the influence of anybody, perfect action. Free from defects of my own, free from the effect of others, is perfection. And that is karmatiti stage, an angelic stage, where all still benevolent actions are being performed, merciful, loveful actions are being performed, but there isn't any kind of bondage. It's freedom. And this is what Baba is saying. Now the time is moving. Drama is showing the new scene, the golden age. So having these four things together, soul, God, drama, and the consciousness of karma, the attitude of karma, action which I perform in soul conscious, in Brahman conscious, in angelic consciousness, in deity consciousness. Okay, Om Shanti.